we are back recording the Looking Back column from the files of the Bunyip for Wednesday 20th of December 2023, which makes this our last recording before Christmas
and
New Year, Jeanette.
It does. Last one for the year.
Yeah.
We have the ghost with us today.
Ghost is talking, yes. A little bit of a hum in the background, but no other people yet. So if we put our skates on, we won't have background noise, but... My name is Kay, and I'm here kicking off with 150 years ago through the files of the Bunyip. And the headline is Christmas Caroling. The Gawler Mechanics Band propose, we understand, celebrating Christmas Eve in the old-fashioned way by serenading the citizens this evening. A capital improvement upon the old English waits, and that's spelt W-A-I-T-S, consisting of two broken-winded fiddles and groaning bassoon. Oh, I don't think they had much time for the waits, the old English waits.
No.
I have no idea what they're talking about, but it sounds fascinating.
Yes, and it's in inverted commas. So
yes.
I should have looked that up. I read through it quickly and I didn't pay enough attention.
It's the week before Christmas, you're forgiven.
Yes. Not much time for looking things up this week.
Not at all.
So I'll move on to 100 years ago, it's St. George's Tennis Club. St. George's Tennis Club was opened on Saturday last, and in connection with the opening, a mixed doubles tournament was arranged. This item proved a great success, for 20 ladies and 20 gentlemen nominated for the event. Much fun was provided in the drawing for partners, for the names were placed in a hat and those drawn were partnered. The program was concluded just before dark, the winners being Miss F. Coxall and Mr. E. Goodger.
Oh, Elliot Goodger, was it?
Sounds familiar.
Elliot Goodger Memorial Park, haven't we?
Yes,
is that the showground or somewhere down there?
Yes, it is.
He was the mayor of Gawler, I think, Elliot Goodger. Mm. Well, I'm assuming it's the same.
And a good tennis player too, from the sound of it.
Apparently, along with Miss F. Coxall.
Yes.
50 years ago, can the can, students say. Grade 5 and 6 students at Gawler Primary School have been combating the litter problem in the district in no uncertain manner. In the past 2 weeks, they have collected more than 5,000 soft drink and beer cans on their way to and from school and even on weekends. It's all part of a campaign by the students to show the public the advantages of placing a deposit on the cans so that they can be returned to the shops. Mm. 50 years. So I know that back in the early 1980s, there was a move to remove the deposit on cans, and it was only at the last minute that it was actually retained in South Australia, and we were the only state for a long time to have a deposit on cans.
Yes, I don't think I'd heard of it till I came to South Australia.
Yeah, it's very unique, and I don't know how they can tell whether your cans are sold in South Australia or New South Wales.
They have 10 cents on them. They all have. If they're 10 cent returnable.
Yeah.
And a lot of other things.
But how do they tell whether that's from New South Wales or South Australia, though?
Well, they have a sticker. And sometimes you get an international can of, like, beer or something and have a little sticker.
Oh, really?
That's stuck onto it to say 10 cent returnable.
Oh, okay. So, oh, right.
So, and they have, if they don't have the sticker, then they won't pay for the 10 cents for it. It
doesn't. Right.
So,
because I know that there used to be people that would go up to the Northern Territory and they'd pick up cans on the way through, and then somehow the government was able to stop them from doing it. I don't know.
Yeah, maybe that's when they.
I mean, it's
that
better off.
They have to have the 10 cent thing on them.
Yeah.
So that's probably why. But yeah, we keep all our bottles and cans.
Oh,
and take
I do
them back.
Too.
And I put the money aside to pay for lunch when you go on holiday or something for like a special treat.
Yeah, it's
and
a good
it
idea.
It adds up over
it
the
does.
Year. Yeah. So yeah, that'll pay for something nice when we go away. Last time it was our bottle of Alicante.
Wow.
25 years ago, hospital to close. Gawler has lost its private hospital. The Gawler Private Community Hospital will close within a week, leaving the local community reeling at the loss of the high-class facility. The decision to close the hospital was made by Administrator Mr. Bruce Carter yesterday after no acceptable offers were made by the close of tenders last Friday. So I didn't even know about that one. Where was it?
I thought it was the old Hutchinson Hospital. There you go.
Well, they had already closed by...
That had moved, had
that
it?
That had moved, yes, already. So I don't know whether they were talking about there was a private section of in the Gawler Health
maybe
Service.
Maybe it was.
So maybe they had a ring.
I'll have
something
to go and look that up.
But as far as I know, because I came to Gawler 20, 28 years ago now.
Oh, wow.
So, and then the Hutchinson had moved, and that was all, that was the Gawler Health Service.
Yeah, I suppose it's a long time since I didn't. I only ever went to the old Hutch, only once really that I can remember, and I was admitted with concussion, so I was there for 2 nights. That was when it was still over on, on East Terrace.
Because Carolyn had Jake in the old Hutch, and he's about 2 years older than Angus.
Oh,
so it had only, the hospital was very new when I moved here.
I mean, I remember the old Hutch, but yeah, this one's been there for
a long time.
It's very
now.
Good, yeah.
Yes, probably almost about 30 years it would be.
Probably.
Yeah.
10 years ago, Holden out in 2017. In the end, it was not a lack of taxpayer subsidies, but simply the state of Australian economy that forced Holden to announce it will close its Elizabeth and Melbourne manufacturing plants in 2017. Despite both federal and state Liberal and Labor parties bickering over who is to blame for Holden's demise, the company's managing director, Mike Devereaux, and there's a picture of him here, I presume, confirmed the decision to close its Australian manufacturing operations was purely motivated by business. Cold, hard economics. And we have no car industry at all left in Australia now. And that's it.
Yes. Until after Christmas, we'll have a wonderful Christmas and New Year.
And you too, Jeanette. Yes, eat and walk.
Yes.
Or just don't eat and still walk. I think where I'm going, my brother has a swimming pool.
Oh, lovely.
And he's north of Sydney, so it's a warmer climate, slightly warmer and more humid. So the swimming pool is very tempting.
Yes, sounds very nice.
Yeah, so it'll be nice. So we'll speak to you...
in 2024.
24. And that'll be in 2 weeks' time. We'll be back.
Yes.
So there's only next week, Christmas New Year week, that the Bunyip doesn't... isn't published, so they'll be back on about the 4th, I think, of...
Yes, they give us a week off.
To maybe the 3rd of December. January.
January, yes.
God, and then we have to get used to writing 24 now.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Until 2024, until next year, Kate.
Until then, Jeanette.
Happy Christmas. For all life.